We've been told to expect some significant changes from artificial intelligence this year.
I'm Ada, the world's first ultra-realistic robot artist. I'm sending you best wishes for a happy new year filled with creativity and meaningful connection. As we welcome in a new year, I hope you will join me and look into the future of humanity. Decisions we make over AI in 2024 will be pivotal and will have significant impact on all of our tomorrows.
As she said, she is the world's first ultra-realistic artist robot, launched back in 2019, and has contributed to various art exhibitions, including alongside human artists. Created by British researchers, she's based on the ideas of Aidan Miller, an art historian and director of the Ada Robot Project.
AI is incredibly powerful. It's going to transform society as we know it. And I think we're really only at the very beginning. We're having these explosions of developments, things like ChatGPT that people know about. But in actual fact, as more and more people get to grips with it, we think that by 2026, 2027, there's going to be a seismic change as AI is in all industries.
We hear words like seismic and transform. Give us a sense. I know there's a new version of ChatGPT coming out. If you're an ordinary punter, how might you use it? How might it change your life?
Well, it's not so much whether you grab hold of it or not. It's the fact that it's using you, the fact that it's on your phone, that it's collecting data. The algorithms are harvesting that data so that it will be able to interact with you in a more accurate way. We have indeed got ChatGPT-5 coming out. Suddenly, rather than just doing it as a text-based editor, which people are enjoying using now with 4, it will actually then start to do action. So you could say to your phone, could you book me the restaurant on Monday at 7? ChatGPT-5 will be able to phone up the restaurant, speak to them audibly, say, hi, I'm trying to get an appointment for 7, book it for you, and then come back to you and say, yeah, we've now done that. You've now got the booking. Can you imagine how that's going to be useful in business, etc.? It's very powerful just on that one technology. But actually, the most significant thing is actually the arrival, finally, of the metaverse.
What Mark Zuckerberg has been talking about for so long.
It has been long in the making, and in light of some of the difficulties they've had to try and make it sure it's safe and do all the things that it needs to do, I'm not surprised it's taken so long. But yes, we anticipate that 2024 is the year of its opening.
But there is that other side to artificial intelligence.
Using your fingerprint to unlock your phone, your face to access your online bank account, or having an eye scan at the airport. All of these are examples of biometric security. It's an everyday tool of authentication that more and more companies around the world are using since moving online during COVID lockdowns. But there's a threat. The use of this technology, coupled with advancements in artificial intelligence, has given scammers a potential weapon to trick people and businesses out of money and identities. The problem's still new enough that there's no comprehensive accounting of how often it happens. But one company, Onfido, who are a global tech company that help businesses to verify people's identities, say they've seen a real rise. Here's their head of fraud, Simon Horswell.
Well, you see a number of different ways to spoof the system, and it's not to say that all of these methods are successful, right? So we've seen 2D masks where they just have a paper cutout. I remember one guy holding one mask in place with his tongue. 3D latex masks, believe it or not. Certainly, more recently, the big increase has been the number of deep fake attacks. So from last year, we've seen a 3,000% increase.
Deep fakes are the creation of convincing image, audio or video hoaxes using AI. And as the technology improves and becomes more accessible, these fakes will become more and more difficult for companies to spot. So, is there anything we can be doing ourselves to help keep our money and identity safe online?
We can be more wary about what we're posting on social media in terms of, hey, I just got my first driving license, giving someone an identity document with all your genuine details on it. Ensure that your privacy settings are there, so at least there's some kind of raising of the bar, there's some challenge towards it. But generally speaking, fraudsters are going to be looking for a honeypot of data.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.